Boy Scout participation is changing significantly with the pandemic. We look into families raising chickens and the reimagining of Davis's Russell Boulevard. From the Blue Devil Hub, this is the News Cycle. I'm Stella Mays, and today is Monday, March 7th. Participation in Boy Scout units have declined since the pandemic started, on both a local and national level. AEC Nee has the story.
Founded in the early 1900s, the Boy Scouts of America was a U.S. institution for much of the 20th century. However, membership in the organization has been declining in recent years. Mina Kahan is a member of Crew 66, a venturing unit, which is a smaller group not part of the traditional Scouts BSA program.
We're not just seeing in the U.S. Like, I do scouting online, and internationally, we've seen a dip. Firstly, during the pandemic when nobody could meet, because it's a lot harder to rope people into Zoom meetings than, say, climbing a mountain or making s'mores around a campfire. It just doesn't have the same authenticity to it.
On a national level, participation in the BSA's flagship Cub Scouts and Scouts BSA programs have gone from 1.97 million in 2019 to 700,000 in 2021. The COVID-19 pandemic has also been a challenge to Davis BSA units. Aiden Hartley is a member of a troop in Davis.
I'm going to be honest, I'm guilty. I didn't really go to the meetings much in the pandemic. I kind of went in there at the beginning, kind of saw what it was all about, and I'm like, this is not what it is in real life.
Another reason of declining membership could be the recent media coverage of court cases surrounding institutional sexual abuse and cover-ups by the BSA throughout the last century. In February 2020, the Boy Scouts of America filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy as the organization could not cope with potential settlements to victims. Maya Delaney has been involved with Troop 1625, an all-girls Scouts BSA troop, for the last few years and has tried recommending it to her friends.
There was the news about allegations of like sexual assault in BSA, and so they've heard stuff about that. Also, it's not really widely known still that girls can join.
Though many scouts age out of the program or quit when they get older, younger scouts used to sign up and fill up the ranks again. But Kahan says that recruitment has been difficult the past few years.
And with COVID, we've sort of thrown some weirdness around the whole bring your friend to a crew meeting type thing. And we're just not there at camps like we used to be, where people could kind of see the crew and want to join.
However, that is not the case across the board. Brian Mukes is the leader of the all-girls Troop 1625, which has seen its numbers rise during the pandemic.
We were fortunate to have pretty good participation on our Zoom platform. I think the scouts in that particular troop are pretty social, and so they enjoyed kind of seeing one another in that setting. And our troop actually grew in size during the pandemic.
Delaney used to be an active member of Mukes' troop, but recently stopped attending.
I decided that I should prioritize academics and athletics since it can help me get into better colleges.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is AEC Nee.
Davis residents enjoy having chickens, even if they're not the traditional indoor pet. Grace Kishiyama talked to a few families raising chickens.
Despite not being the typical household pet, chickens have become a common outdoor pet for some. Raising chickens has been a positive experience for Davis High junior Nora Draper, who has been a chicken owner for a few years now.
When they're chicks, they're really cute, and it's fun watching them grow up. And then you get eggs, which some of our chickens like colorful eggs, so it's fun seeing them.
However, the care and attention the chicks originally required created some challenges for Draper.
They're really little. We keep them in our house. We keep them in the bathtub, so you have to clean that out.
Now, as adults, the chickens have created a different set of obstacles Draper has had to overcome.
Raccoons will sometimes get in, or if the chickens don't go into the coop, the raccoons will get them and kill them. We've had at least 4 get killed by raccoons.
Davis High teacher Nick Gallaudet has also taken part in his own chicken-raising journey. So far, he too has had a positive experience with his four chickens. He loves watching his daughter interact with the chickens.
My daughter, who's three, thinks they're hilarious, and so she likes to feed them. We always give them like table scraps or compost stuff. She likes to feed them through the fence. That watching her play with them is the cutest.
However, the chickens have also caused some trouble for Gallaudet.
Well, a couple times they've got out, so I, you know, had to chase them around my backyard and get them caught.
Aside from escaping a few times, the chickens have not created any other major problems for him. Gallaudet is also impressed by the eggs the chickens produce.
I was impressed with how much different their fresh eggs were from store-bought eggs, like the color and the taste. My wife really wanted the chickens. I was like, that's another thing we're going to have to deal with, but you want it. I support it. We'll do it. We can buy eggs at the store. She's like, no, it's not the same. And I was not prepared for how much better the eggs were.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Grace Kishiyama reporting.
The city of Davis always has a variety of projects in the works, but there is one project that will stretch across 3 miles of Davis, the Reimagine Russell Project. Maria Anderson has the story.
The Reimagine Russell Plan has been talked about across the city and with its joint partner UC Davis. Plans, designs, and concepts have continuously evolved. The city's senior transportation planner, Brian Abinat, talks about the purpose of the project.
The project boundaries is from roughly B Street to County Road 98. And the purpose of it is really to try to plan for our future transportation needs on Russell Boulevard.
Talk about lane reduction has been mentioned by Abinat and the staff with the city of Davis, but has not been officially proposed yet.
We're not proposing to reduce the number of travel lanes, at least between Highway 113 and B Street. West of Highway 113, actually west of Arthur, we feel like traffic volumes are low enough that we could reduce the travel lanes from two in each direction down to one, because we have gotten a lot of complaints from that neighborhood for speeding and unsafe driving.
The Reimagine Russell Plan includes street designs, a variety of landscaping ideas, and urban developments. But with the overall cost, the plan might not be able to be completely done, as Abinat has mentioned.
The city, for projects like this in 3 miles of pretty ambitious improvements, is going to be quite expensive. And so we might not implement everything that's in the plan.
Bob Clark, the Public Works Director for the City of Davis, mentions that using grants from the state might help with the funding of the overall project.
But it's likely going to be a series of projects over a number of years, and how we sequence them will also depend a little bit about how we can fund them. You know, what the campus might fund, what the city might fund, what we might jointly go after state or federal grant opportunities for.
A proposed plan will be sent to the City Council in May, as mentioned by Clark.
We're working towards bringing a proposed study to our City Council for potential adoption in May. And in that document, we hope to lay out priorities for future potential construction efforts.
Clark recognized the boundary property line among UC Davis and the City of Davis, and how creating a collaborative look to the design will be best and is understood.
I think there's clear understanding between the university and city staff that there is an actual property boundary separating the campus and the city, but we'd like to try to be collaborative, that we're not landscaping in entirely different ways. You know, we want it to be more of a unified landscaping approach, so it's not visually obvious where the boundary is. It's a consistent sort of landscaping theme along the corridor.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Maria Anderson reporting.
You can check out The Hub on Instagram at BlueDevilHub and on Twitter at DHS Hub. You can find this episode and all of our previous shows at BlueDevilHub.com, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The News Cycle is a production of the Blue Devil Hub in association with the Davis Enterprise. Daniel Ruiz Jimenez writes our theme music. The program is produced by Stella Mays and Max Davis Housefield. Our executive producer is Jihan Min. Stay safe, have the most fabulous week, and we will see you Monday, bright and early.